prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. I am Trey Mitchell, your host. I sound like an AI right now. Very oddly paced. We got Austin Guttery here. Austin, how you doing?
I'm bad, Trey.
Why are you bad?
I threw away my Xbox. No more Xboxes.
I know. No more Xboxes.
We'll get to it later, but I threw mine out the window today.
No more. Xbox is done.
Yeah.
They're packing up shop.
Yep.
They're taking away all the boxes from your house.
Joe Biden will come to your house and take your gas stove.
And your ice cream.
And your ice cream and your Xbox.
Yeah. That's what Joe Biden wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Connor, what are you going to do to defend your home against Joe Biden and his Xbox grabby hands?
Well, I don't have a gas stove or an Xbox, so I'll be okay.
Elitist.
First, they came for my Xboxes, and I said nothing. Then they came for my gas stoves, and I said nothing.
Well,
then they came for my gender identity.
Yeah, what did you do then?
Yeah.
I'm now with they.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We have a lot of video games to discuss today. There's a lot of news.
It was a big day for video game news, I feel like.
Big week for news.
In fact, Nintendo is rumored to have moved their Direct from this week or today or something just because of the Xbox news.
Yeah.
I did not pull that story because I did the research and it didn't seem credible enough. But yes, that is a rumor that is very interesting to talk about. I don't know if it's 100% true or not.
Connor, I didn't.
As a journalist, I didn't feel comfortable enough bringing it to this podcast.
We're not looking to provide the people with the most accurate stories or the most truthful stories. We're looking to provide people with the most salacious
yes.
and entertaining stories we can possibly get our hands on.
We need to stir people up, stir up the drama so they listen more and they get angry and want to hear what we have to say about the crimes happening in the
world.
So
should we be talking about how they released a new pack for, what's your favorite game on the PS4 or PS5, Trey? The zombie game with plants.
Plants versus
Last
zombie?
Of Us?
Yeah, Last of Us. Did you see they released a Last of Us clothing update where she can wear a rainbow shirt?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who can?
Shoving it down her throats again, Connor.
Ellie.
They released a patch just to change one person's shirt?
No, they I think in the Last of Us 2 remaster they did, I think you could like change clothing out and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you get to watch?
No, Austin, you don't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to buy it then.
If you're looking for that, I have a game for you, and it's called Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
There's that girl. She breathes through her skin.
She breathes. She's a plant. Okay, it makes perfect sense. Why are you not getting this?
It has nothing to do with Hideo Kojima's love for big-titted women.
He's a walking paradox. He has love for big-titty women and femboys. It's both.
That's just me in a nutshell.
I guess that is you, yeah. Austin loves them femboys.
Yeah, hey, but the character creation has nothing to do with his personal proclivities.
No,
right.
Totally no. separate. She yes. has to have big breasts.
Has to.
The character needs it for development.
It's her character. It's her story.
It's like Sydney Sweeney. She's had
it's
to
her
overcome
journey.
Being ostracized because of her large bosom.
Yeah. It's a hero's journey, Connor. I wish you would understand that.
You're right.
I really
I'm
wish
just not
you would.
I don't really understand storytelling, so that makes sense.
You don't
sense
understand her world, but you understand she's part of mine, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Connor, we have so much news. We need to do a news song before news.
I got one.
What do you got?
Part of mine.
Do it.
I actually really only know the hook.
Well, just do the hook.
All right. Gamescast news. Gamescast news. I don't want to listen to any other news but Gamescast news. Was that good?
Yeah.
That could you would you recognize that song?
No, but it's fine. Okay. It works.
I also work. that song is for like three people.
Yeah.
Well, on a day on a big news day like this, we can't spend too much time on the song. We have to get to the news.
What was Austin's best song?
The one he did last week.
Okay.
Because it's the one I remember.
Uh-huh.
PS5 entering the latter stage of its life cycle, Sony says.
That's crazy. Because it feels like it just came out, but I know it was, what, almost
2020.
4 years ago now? Yeah. 3.5 years? I guess the demic just ate it up.
It did. And it seems like games have been coming out in a slower pace.
Right.
This time around than it did. And I will get to another story. This time around than it did in PS4 era.
And you know, consoles were usually made in service of the games, or the other way around, but now the games, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't.
Phil Spencer said earlier, that consoles before were there to support the games, and now the other way.
God damn it.
What did he say?
Jesus.
What are you
talking
about? No,
no, no.
You got to
figure this out, Austin.
Okay.
Figure this out.
He said it used to be consoles were there in support of the games.
You just said the same thing.
The games were in support of the console.
Okay.
I don't know. The whole thing was hard to listen to.
I think what you're saying is that games were limited by the console.
Right.
Whereas now, you know, games are not limited by the console.
The games were created to sell the console.
Right.
To have a reason to build the console. Now, the console is around as a means to play the games.
Yes.
There, I got it.
We got there.
We got there somehow.
According to Sony Senior Vice President Naomi Matsuoka, she said, looking ahead, PS5 will enter the latter stages of its life cycle. As such, we will put more emphasis on balance of profitability and sales.
I think there might be a PS5 Pro rumored.
Is it going to be even bigger than this?
Bigger and bulkier, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. It will be as large as the Tower of Barad-dûr?
Trey, do you know how tall that is?
How tall is it?
Connor knows.
Connor, how tall is it?
That's 4,600 feet tall.
Wow.
Trey, that's almost a damn mile.
Damn.
Trey, how many feet are in a mile? Go.
I don't know, man.
No, take a guess.
100?
Take a real guess.
5,000.
You're actually very close.
Isn't it like 5,286 or something?
5,280.
There you go. There
you Trey,
go.
You almost nailed it.
I did.
PlayStation 5 launched in November of 2020.
Yeah. During the pandy. It's been a while. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, halfway through, so we got like 3 or 4 more years. So it's not too crazy.
But doesn't entering the latter part of its life cycle mean like the last third of it?
No, like last half. Latter is last half.
Yeah, I suppose.
When I hear latter, towards the end of the life cycle, that makes me think like we're getting close for it to be done. Just done.
Yeah, I think like a year, maybe two.
No, it's going to be more than that.
Okay, how much more?
Like, I bet you 3 or 4 years.
What are you basing this on?
I'm basing it on the fact it doesn't seem like this PS5 has been around that long. And I think they've just had, you know, because of the pandemic, I think it's going to last a little bit longer.
Well, the Xbox stuff today, they kind of hinted at they have their next gen console kind of like ready. So I wonder if PS5, you know, keeping up with competition also is in the same boat.
Maybe.
It's crazy.
You ready for another console?
Switch 2 is coming as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it'll be within a year or two. I think it'll be a few years.
I bet before the end of the next 2 years, we will have PS6.
I doubt it. 100% doubt it. 2 years?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, by that point, it'll have been, what, 5 or 6 years? Most console generations are like 4 to 5 years.
No, they're like 6 or 7 years.
Well, you're thinking of the Switch, which has had an unnaturally
long... And PS4 was longer, too.
The Switch has had an unnaturally long life, like too little butter spread over too much toast.
Jesus Christ, dude. It's... I mean, I love it. I love it. I actually do love it. But Jesus Christ.
Trey doesn't get the reference, so...
No, I get the reference.
I mean,
no.
Like, N64 to GameCube was, what, 4.5 years? Five,
that's
maybe?
That's different, though.
But PS1 to PS2 was the same thing. PS2 to PS3 was 4.5 years. I mean, I bet we're 1.5 years away from full announcement of PS6.
I 100% doubt it, man. The consoles that the... Video game consoles are usually sold on a 5 to 7 year cycle.
Yeah, so that would place it right in the middle of that.
Probably be 7 years. Probably be like 3 years. So it's 4 years now.
Uh huh.
So from today.
Well, it's three.
Probably be like 3 or 4 years.
I doubt it.
Okay.
There's going to be a new breakthrough in like hollow technology where you can. They'll put it in Neuralink and it'll upload straight to your mind, Trey.
Mm. Austin just wants to play it on his Apple Vision.
He does.
Yeah, I just want to play Civilization on my dining room table with my Apple Vision where I can walk around and look at it. That's all I ask.
He wants to do the Apple VR thing where he's like in his bedroom in the year 2002 with all the posters he would have on his wall, and you can play retro games in there and just relive your childhood in your VR headset.
That is something that Trey's brought up 3 times now.
It's the saddest shit in the world.
I think Trey really wants that.
I don't want it. I really don't.
Further information about the PlayStation 5. Regarding first-party software, we aim to continue to focus on producing high-quality works and developing live service games. But while major projects are currently under development, we do not plan to release any new major existing franchise titles next fiscal year. According to Sony's president, COO, and CFO.
And that's like the Spider-Man's God of War... Naughty Dog kind of first party. Helldivers is doing really well for them right now, and that's first party.
This guy is all over Helldivers.
Big game.
Yeah, he saw one article about it, how everyone was playing it, and he was like, I'm not
It's doing
it.
Really well. People are really liking it. I want to play
First of
it.
All, it's Helldivers 2.
Yeah, people are liking it.
You said Helldivers.
Helldivers 2.
Thank you.
Well, he's so far behind, he thought Helldivers 1 was being released.
Right. But that's doing really well for them. So
great.
But yeah, I guess Naughty Dog, I think, might be doing a new project.
You mean after they canceled their Last of Us multiplayer game?
Well, it might be a new IP, okay. Hopefully. I don't know. I wonder, though, if they get kind of forced to do Last of Us 3. Because of the TV show. So you got that. You got a Sucker Punch with Ghost of Tsushima. They haven't announced a sequel to that yet. It's probably too, you know, Insomniac has Wolverine in 2025. You have, I mean, you know, new God of War, you know, God of War, that's going to be for a while. Sony Santa Monica, or is that Santa Monica? Yeah, I mean, Guerrilla, I mean, with...
Say it again?
It's Guerrilla, right? Because it's Guerrilla Warfare. Like, Guerrilla.
It still has the I at the end, though.
Guerrilla.
Guerrilla.
Guerrilla. You know, New Horizon won't come out for a while. So, yeah, it's sort of...
Well, the New Horizon can't come out until the new, the next big Nintendo game comes out.
That's
and they have to release
the next
the
big,
same
like, or the next big, massive... game-changing open-world game. Like
yeah,
Elden
they
Ring.
Have to.
Yeah.
They actually have to wait until the next one's actually going to come out during when the next Elder Scrolls comes out.
Yeah,
same
they're doing
exact
an
week.
Elden Ring, Elder Scrolls, Mario, Zelda crossover game.
Wow,
it's going to come out the same day.
Yeah, as the third Horizon.
Yeah. Correct. And it'll get buried just like every... You know what? The next Horizon, I'm calling it now. It's coming out when GTA 6 comes out.
Jeez. That's not a... I don't know. That's not a horrible
theory. Just like same within the same 2 weeks or whatever.
I bet you if that were to happen, they'd move it. They would have to. Every game is going to move out of the fucking way when GTA 6 comes out. That's going to be groundbreaking. Massive.
New data seems to show that the PlayStation 5 is outselling Xbox 2-1.
Yep. Yeah.
According to a slide from Take-Two's quarter three financial report, about 77 million Gen 9 consoles have been sold as of December 2023. That represents Xbox Series X and PS5. And then they were able to use that data and break it further down. And it says, assuming Sony has sold a million or more consoles since then, it's likely that the Xbox has only sold about 25 million consoles worldwide. Add it all up, and Sony's PS5 is likely sold twice as many as Xbox Series X.
Okay.
Is the Switch considered in this console generation, or is it the previous one? Because it came out 3 years before these others.
I don't know. It's all weird now because...
Yeah, it all got muddied like in the middle of the last decade.
I also don't know how many games is Take-Two making for the Switch.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, they got a lot of ports, you know, but not really new games.
But you are right, Austin. It is an odd... Like, the Switch is almost like a generation 8.5.
Yeah, it's like on a half step because it was 2017. So it's like it's... Yeah, in between. Or say it doesn't even matter.
And it doesn't really matter.
It's just an arbitrary delineation of console dates.
But it's still interesting to see how other game studios internally...
Right.
...qualify those consoles.
Yeah.
The 2024 GLAAD Gaming Report has come out.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there?
No. Explain.
GLAAD and coming
out. Oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Thank you.
Trey, explain it to me after the show.
Okay.
Anyway, this is the state of LGBT inclusion in video games.
Okay. I know one podcast that doesn't like this.
Okay.
Switch is the 8th generation, it says.
Okay, so it was late to the 8th generation, yeah. Basically, by 4 years.
Right.
Okay.
So some interesting notes that came from this. Under 2% of console video games include LGBTQ characters and storylines, despite the fact that 17% of gamers identify as queer, according to the survey.
Well, do they mention Spider-Man at all in this report?
Well, let me keep going.
Why would they?
Because Spider-Man has a lot of LGBTQ representation.
Really?
Yes.
According to the GLAAD survey,
Peter
72%...
Parker.
Go on, Connor.
Go on, Connor.
Sorry, Trey just blurted out Peter Parker in the middle of your story.
More like Peter Porker.
Connor, turn off Trey's mic for a minute. Do your story.
According to the GLAAD survey, 72% of LGBTQ gamers say that seeing a video game character with their sexual orientation or gender identity makes them feel better about themselves. That increases to 78% for the 13 to 17-year-old demographic.
Well, this is why Nintendo last month came out and said that Toad was gay, right?
They said Link's
no,
a twink.
Luigi's
bisexual.
I think
you're misunderstanding. They're making the frogs gay. Not
oh,
Toad.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, okay, so no, Slippy Toad. Confirmed.
No, the frogs, Trey.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Thank you.
Slippy Toad still, though. I'm convinced.
Well, additionally, Birdo. Yeah, that's true. Birdo is trans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not joking, Trey.
I know. Trust
he's a gamer.
He's been on Rule 34.
Yeah.
Additionally, GLAAD reports that LGBTQ gamers are 1.5 times more likely than their non-LGBTQ counterparts to buy or play a video game, specifically because it allows them to play a character that matches their gender identity.
Well, that's like Life is Strange. Isn't there a big, that's very big in the creep
community,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Because there's a lot of representation in that.
Yeah.
A lot of story-based games are very good at that.
Yeah, and also a lot of games like Bethesda games where you can kind of romance whoever you want.
Right.
You know, I don't know how, if it's well does well with representation, but you can, you know.
That was a big thing for Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
I think being able to select your full characteristics as a character, it counts as representation.
Yeah.
There's no limits on it, basically.
The other thing that GLAAD pointed out is this 2% of games feature openly LGBTQ characters compared to 28% of films and 11% of primetime characters. Okay. On TV.
Which it's crazy to hear those numbers because, you know, and I'm, you know, I make these jokes.
Where's this going?
I make these jokes, but like certain podcasts will like be like, ugh. They're shoving it down our throats here and there, and it's everywhere now. But like 28% is not that much, you know.
And that's probably representative.
Yeah, it is representative, probably the
of
you know,
the population.
Yeah, and it's like that doesn't sound like a lot. And like 11% of video game characters, or how much percent of video game characters?
Yeah, that was the thing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
it was
a
like
lot at all.
Two, like yeah, it's not
like
that much.
Not
at
all.
All.
Yeah. So like,
which is interesting, you know, because I, on the one hand, there are those very vocal. Pockets of the gaming community that's like, don't even say the word gay. Like we,
yeah.
Like we, everyone who plays these games, we're only straight. We're as straight as possible. But
well,
there
I
are
still
like
want politics. I just don't want to, you know, politics.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up and dribble. Basically, shut up and dribble, guys who play games. But they're like games are a very inclusive community. Like look at like fighting game community for example. Or like Minecraft or Animal Crossing or like there is a wide breadth of games out there and I don't know. I know a lot of queer people who play games. And like
well,
that's
it allows
their,
you to
their main hobby.
Escape to a world where there's no restrictions or judgment from outsiders. And I think that's the appeal of it.
It's also probably the appeal of being able to find people who are like you without like if you live in a community that's super small or closed off or whatever, it's easier to meet people by playing a video game who are like you than it is to be like, well, I could go to my neighbor and listen to them yell about chemtrails.
Is this a specific neighbor of yours, Connor?
No, I don't know my neighbors, so.
Whoa.
Shame.
I thought you were supposed to love thy neighbor, Connor. You're not loving him.
I like him. Love them.
Ah!
What was that? Oh, God.
I don't know, guys.
Blew out our ears. Mark that.
I got to figure out your shit, Connor.
The thing is, it doesn't register on any of my stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I love them in the way that I would prefer, which is not talking to them.
Ooh.
Damn.
So. Switch 2 is getting Persona and more, according to a leak.
Chris the Fields and Connor.
Yeah. They're big Persona people.
Yeah.
Persona persones.
The claim have been that we're getting Persona 3 Reload, some other JRPG, a new Jet Set Radio, and a Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if Chris has released it or not, but he did a video on Persona 3. It's I edited his audio, and it's a very good video. It's very personal. I would give it a watch.
Nice.
Chris the Fields on YouTube.
This is the second or third time that we've essentially gotten a leak for a specific company for the Switch 2.
Yeah. Yeah, it's happening.
What was the other one?
Was
it like a GameStop listing somewhere?
No, it was Game Shark.
That's right. It was Game Shark.
The release window.
And I think March is supposed to be the big reveal.
You know, I'm surprised that in today's world of instant communication and always on social media and just, you know, very easy to leak stuff, that with all these companies having had Switch 2, you know, dev specs and everything for probably a year now, that very little has actually leaked. It's astounding that we don't just know the full. Like these companies are very good at keeping
NDAs
all that under
are
wraps.
A hell of a thing, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, most of the time, the only people asking you to sign NDAs are people who can enforce them. So
right.
I mean, look at that guy who got sued by Nintendo for ROMs.
Yeah.
He has to pay them They like wage garnished him for the rest of his life.
Well, look at the guys who got sued by Cumulus Radio.
Well, they won.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sort of.
They settled. Did you guys watch the trailer for the new Knuckles show on Paramount Plus?
I did.
It looks...
Trey.
It looks bad.
Pick your word. Oh, my God.
It looks...
What?
Connor's right there.
I'm sorry,
For a TV show, it is the exact same thing as the movies in terms of the
look. Yeah, it looks like there's no drop in quality.
No.
The quality's not... I mean,
It's just you watch the trailer. Like, I've seen this exact same trailer 1,000 times. It has the same beats, the same jokes. It's the same
that's,
show.
Correct.
But that's trailer making.
There's a formula that no one
deviates from.
Did you notice the song behind it?
Knuck if you buck.
Yeah, they use knuck if you buck.
I'm astounded they got the whole dang cast back.
They did. They got everybody. Idris Elba's back, baby.
They got legendary actor Idris Elba to play a CGI echidna in a 6-episode TV show.
Correct. And he is, I don't know if he's continuing his policy of not playing him sexy or not, so we'll have to find out when we watch
the show. I'm turned on. I'm turned on.
Trey, I'm going to be honest with you. You're probably not the only one who Knuckles was your sexual awakening.
Uh-huh.
Jessica?
Knuckles was a sexual awakening for a lot of people. Jebediah? I actually think Sonic, if we polled a lot of people, I think Sonic might have done a lot for them.
Probably.
We're talking Sonic. We're talking Rouge the Bat. We're talking Shadow the Hedgehog. We're talking...
Vector the Crocodile.
We're talking Croc.
Yeah, we're talking Espio
Charmy
the Chameleon.
B.
Espio the Chameleon. Silver the Hedgehog.
Big the Cat.
We're talking Cream and Cheese, which is a...
hold on.
Which is a bunny.
What's Cream and
a,
Cheese?
Cream is the name of the bunny, and Cheese is her chow.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's Charmy B in all this?
Charmy B
Where's
is part
Buster
of...
Buster Root?
Okay, moving on. Disney plans to invest $1.5 billion into Epic Games.
Great.
So, yeah, read the article. Do you have Bob Iger's comment?
We will get to it, but I want to start with, they're going to build a, quote, all-new games and entertainment universe that will further expand the reach of beloved Disney stories and experiences.
Are we getting up in Fortnite?
So I don't think it's Fortnite. I think it's something adjacent to
You think
to
they're
going to
jump out of the house with the balloons on it?
You're going to see Goofy with the machine gun?
I bet they're going to have Wally with a flamethrower.
All right.
This marks Disney's biggest entry ever into the world of games and offers significant opportunities for growth and expansion, Bob Iger said in a statement. We can't wait for fans to experience the Disney stories and worlds they love in groundbreaking new ways.
So I think Bob Iger also said, like, I see these Gen Z kids and these millennials are all spending all this time on video games. We need to be there.
Didn't they try this with Skylanders? And
they did.
Or not Skylanders. They had their own version of it.
They did. Yeah, Disney Infinity.
Yeah.
Disney is interesting because they were like, hey, what if we... They looked at the Magic market and they're like, what if we just made a card game? So that's a thing that's happening right now. And it's pretty popular, I believe.
And, I mean, and a few years ago, they were like, okay, we're just going to stop making games and we're going to just... license out, and they, you know, have EA doing all those titles, but
I don't know for failure so hard as I do for Disney.
Yeah,
I always cheer for Disney failure. I that Jedi Survivor game is pretty cool, but yeah. I keep trying to like stop saying but and And so I pause.
But
now it just
it
sounds
now.
Like, yeah.
It's in your head.
It's like I think about it.
Well, it makes
I'm
you sound
saying, but,
it makes you sound mysterious and refined and intelligent. Like if you just leave it blank, it makes us wonder like what's going on.
What's going on in his head? What's going on?
People can hear the wheels turning.
So, I believe they're going to do some kind of Fortnite thing with Disney. I don't think it's going to be Mickey jumping out of an airplane, but it's going to be maybe like you can go have a virtual tour of a theme park, you know, their theme parks. Amazing. Or, you know, some kind of Disney history thing, or watch Disney movies, you know, something Disney adjacent.
Isn't it cool that they're pricing people out of their theme parks so that we can virtually visit their theme parks?
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's some dystopian Blade Runner stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Disney stuff is like...
Are you a Disney guy? Are you Disney adults?
Dude, I don't give a shit about Disney.
I feel like you would know the answer.
Probably no.
Like, people who are Disney adults, they tell you.
Yeah.
Like my aunt.
Your aunt is?
Yes.
How so? Does she go like every year?
Oh, multiple times. I hope my dad doesn't ever listen to this because I'm going to talk shit about my aunt. Her kids growing up didn't have a lot of money because it all got spent on Disney cruises.
Oh, wow.
And I've heard my dad and his brothers arguing with her on the phone for decades about why do you have no money and stuff right now? Oh, you went on another Disney cruise. Okay, I see. And she just turned me off at Disney from a very young age, and so I don't like Disney.
Yeah. I've always liked Disney. I grew up with the movies. But, I mean, I can enjoy those and still think they're a shitty company.
Yeah.
I would love to go to Disney World again. But I'm not, you know.
See, I don't think I would.
Put out another mortgage.
I have looked at
it. I think it'd be
cool. I've heard that the experience is significantly worse.
It is.
Post-COVID.
Oh, wow.
Like, a lot of the stuff that they were doing to make the experience really nice, they no longer do.
Hmm. Kind of like everything.
Yeah. Kind of like everything.
Is there still restrictions there? Like, masks and stuff?
No. It has to do with, they took aspects of the, like, if you're staying at one of the Disney hotels, like, some of the nice stuff they took away.
Mm-hmm.
And they also took away, like, some fast pass stuff. Like, they are doing what every other company is doing, and they're just, like, charging you more for, like, more of the features. So you, like, have to pay for fast passes for individual things, and, like, I don't know. It's just the experience seems to be worse. I can't
imagine.
That
sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. And probably a lot of the stuff has changed, too. Like, I really like the Peter Pan ride they had when I was a kid. And that's probably not even there anymore. It's probably, you know, Iron Man or something.
Do kids even know who Peter Pan is?
Maybe. It was cool because you were like, it felt like you were flying. Because, like, they had the effect.
Doesn't every roller coaster?
Well, no, they had the effect. It was like cameras and screens where it looked like you're in the sky, you know? It was cool.
That's cool.
Wow.
It was a cool ride.
I don't know. I just don't care about Disney, man.
Well, they've become just kind of an evil corporate Goliath.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if my kids go to Disney.
Whatever. Man, news?
I think I would, but...
I really enjoyed it the last time I went.
Yeah.
But I don't see why I'd need to go back.
Yeah, I can just take them to Six Flags.
I'm probably the most pro-Disney guy on this podcast, but I'm not Disney at all. Yeah,
you absolutely
But
are.
I like the movies a lot more. Like I grew up with those movies.
I think we need to make a delineation between Disney the company and Disney the, like, artistic creation house. Like, I admire Disney, Walt Disney himself, very much for, you know, basically creating the modern animation industry, and he was very passionate, and so were his artists, and they basically made an entirely new subset of art, and they were very good at it. And then after he died, it became just a big Leviathan.
I like Lion King.
That's great, bud.
I think I don't know if other people have ruined Disney stuff for me, but, like, I have no joy for Disney properties.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all soulless now.
Lion King's good.
Like, the most recent animated movie that I liked a ton was...
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Was,
Wall-E.
Wall-E's good.
No.
That's Pixar.
It was Puss in Boots.
That's not Disney.
No, I know. I'm saying...
Oh.
Like, the most recent... like Disney's thing is like we make animated movies that people love, but I've seen some of their recent stuff, and the one I enjoyed the most recently was Puss in Boots. I don't think that means anything, but I'm just saying, like, in general.
Trey, WALL-E is Disney.
Yeah, I never really understood the Pixar.
Pixar
Disney
is
thing.
Now Disney. It might
just Disney now. Okay.
It's like how Game Freak is for Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
4 Xbox exclusives are coming to PS5 and Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, this is the big thing.
This
we
is how they
talked about this last week.
They started off their little podcast show today with that, and in a very cryptic way, in that Phil Spencer would not reveal what the games are.
It's pretty obvious what the games are.
Let's hear them.
It's going to be Hi-Fi Rush.
Okay.
Pentiment.
What's that?
It's a really cool game that I never played, but I wanted to play. It's like, it takes place in like, almost like medieval England, and you have to decipher like old language, and it's like a story-based thing. It's almost like a murder mystery.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We getting Redfall?
And
oh,
I think
fingers crossed.
Is probably the other one. And there's a fourth one. I'm not sure.
I think
what.
It's Redfall.
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. Connor, go ahead with the story.
Well, so some of what you said is probably true, but they were very specific in that two of them are going to be community-driven games.
Right, so like Sea of Thieves is that.
Yeah.
Minesweeper.
The other two are what Spencer described as smaller games that were never really meant to be built as platform exclusives with all the fanfare.
AKA games that didn't sell well.
Well, Hi-Fi Rush, you know, it was sort of a surprise, and
I don't think it did very well, though.
Oh, no, but it was a surprise-free game.
Yeah, right, right, right.
And then Pentiment, you know, is a small game that probably didn't do too well, just on one console.
Diablo 4 is the first Activision game coming to Game Pass.
There you go.
By the way, Connor's mic just made a loud noise. Trey did not orgasm on air.
I like the second. Trey's just edging the whole podcast.
It wasn't
now you
as
guys
doom
know.
And gloom as people were thinking, because people were like, "Oh no, you know, is Starfield and the new Indiana Jones game going to PlayStation?" And it didn't sound like that was the case.
Can I ask Austin a question about Diablo 4?
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see that they have a $65 downloadable content?
No. What is it?
It's for like a mount.
That's insane. Like, there's all the content is like there. Like they change they do seasons.
I'm telling you.
You know, so they add stuff. That's insane.
The influx of layoffs in 2023 played into the decision to go multi-platform.
They did mention the layoffs.
Yeah, he said.
He said it was a hard decision, which, you know what, makes up for all of it.
Yeah, I'm glad he acknowledged it. He did say that Xbox is still investing in hardware with news to come this holiday.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, it sounded like they were hinting at basically their next-gen console is like on the horizon.
Do you think that the quote, "This will be the largest technical leap you've ever seen in a hardware generation," will be true?
No.
100% true.
No.
Absolutely.
Because we've already made the biggest leap from 2D to 3D. There's what else are you going to do?
4D?
Yeah, 4D.
And then from, I mean, what do you consider a bigger leap? Do you consider, and I'll just use PlayStation, do you consider PS1? No, actually, do you consider Super Nintendo to N64? The biggest leap, or do you consider
you're thinking only
PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3?
You're thinking only graphically. It may be some sort of AI-powered, you know, procedural thing where the characters are built by the game itself or something. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, visual fidelity.
I can't wait till it comes out and is still not as powerful as the gaming PC that'll come out, like, the week after it.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe it'll have Kinect built in again.
Oh, there we go, Trey. That'll be 4D.
Yeah.
And then finally,
controller.
Finally, we got a quote about the Windows library longevity. He said, it's our foundation, and when we look at the future hardware generations and what we're going to support, making sure we respect, which is the word I use, respect the investments that people have made in Xbox going forward is fundamental. And the fact that you get entitlements when you buy a game from us on both Windows and Xbox also means you'll have the ability to play that game across a multitude of devices, which I think furthers the compatibility of the games that you own.
What?
He's basically saying, if you buy a game digitally, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. You won't lose it.
He did make a good point several times about, you know, just buying a game once and then being able to go cross-platform and cross-platform save with it so you don't have to keep buying copies. And I like where his head's at.
I can't wait till that's an extra price point for Xbox Gold.
Yeah.
So, or like, Xbox Game Pass. They're going to, you know, that's going to be a thing where it's going to be like, you can pay $15 or you can pay $18 and you'll get to cross save.
Right. It seemed like the kind of everyone's fear going into this, not fear necessarily, but everyone's thought going into this was Xbox or Microsoft is announcing they're no longer doing hardware. And that turned out not to be true. I do kind of like where they went with all this. Kind of the whole crux of what they were talking about is that they're going to push Game Pass really hard, and they're going to put, what did they say, like every single Xbox game will be on Game Pass.
Yeah, I mean,
day
it's
one.
it's the same thing they've been doing,
right? But they haven't been putting every single game on Game
Pass.
No,
they've said the first party games will be day one on Game Pass.
I took it as any game that's on Xbox will be on Game Pass day one.
No, they're talking about their first-party games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Well, so yeah. It seems like a way to basically force... I was talking to Trey before the show. It sounds like a way to force people on other consoles to get a taste of Xbox and then kind of force them there by being like, hey, we're going to release some games on other consoles. If you like these, you know, you can purchase them for PlayStation for a separate fee, or you can just... pay the Game Pass.
Yeah.
And
because, like, yeah, like Pentiment, I mean, I could just get that on Game Pass. Do I want to buy it on PlayStation, you know?
There's been so many games I've not bought because it's been on Game Pass.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, Game Pass is only on Xbox. It will only ever be on Xbox. So if you want all these...
Well, that might change. I think they want... Their dream would be for Game Pass to be on PlayStation and Nintendo.
You think so?
Yes.
But this drives hardware sales... along with the Game Pass sales.
Yeah, I mean, they want it all, but, you know.
I think they give PlayStation people a little taste and be like, hey, if you want it all, you come crawl into the box.
You think we ever get Halo on PlayStation?
Yeah, I think so. I think for a fee, like, you got to pay the full 70 if you want Halo, or pay the 15 a month and you can come play it on your Xbox.
I actually agree with Trey, and the only reason I say that is because this is Microsoft's MO. Like, Microsoft operating system, like, you can get Microsoft stuff on an Apple product.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, that is a thing that they do, so I would not be surprised if they would also like to put their gaming division's version of Office onto other consoles.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do Excel on your PlayStation.
And then finally, Xbox. We learned that Xbox will be releasing 10 games this year.
10 games?
Yes.
The first party?
That's what it says.
What are their 10 games?
They've not said. The only two that we know for sure are Hellblade 2 and Indiana Jones.
I'm excited for Hellblade 2. Excited for that.
I love that they have a guy that works for them named Matt Booty.
Yeah,
no,
they
that's
do.
Funny.
Matt Booty. Old Matt Booty.
And then this isn't a news story that I want to do very much on. I just wanted to see if you guys watched Taco Bell's weird E3 event.
I did. It was amazing.
What was this?
It was incredible.
I haven't heard of this.
Taco Bell did an E3 presentation. Like, it was on an E3 type stage with a giant screen behind them, and they worked through their new the new stuff they have coming.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
That was really cool.
Taco Bell is my number one rival and enemy at work, and I aspire to be like them because their social platform is very good.
Let me see if there was anything worth talking about.
I need to stop eating there.
You still go?
Dude, it's a thing I'm addicted.
Do you even make lunch at home anymore?
I do. I make everything at home. Oh. But I'll be like, I just drove for 8 hours and...
Here's what we got.
A little beanie cheesy meaty burrito.
Here's the important stuff. Taco Bell is making the nacho fries permanent.
Okay.
Okay.
They're also, they have a new cheesy chicken crisponda.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crisponada. It's a chicken stuffed empanada.
These are just fake words they're making up.
Trail words then, are made up.
Then they're they're bringing chicken nuggets to the menu.
Okay.
So they're just basically evolving into a regular fast food place.
And then he threw some air horns, and they announced for a limited time you can get Baja Blast ice cream.
Austin?
At stores or like at Taco Bell?
At Taco Bell.
Oh my God.
That machine's going to be broken at all times.
They're changing the design of their sauce packets, which was a thing that people actively cheered during this event. Yeah.
They kind of suck.
They're getting some Verde sauce, brother.
Trey, you need to stop going to Taco Bell.
I know. I really do.
You know what? To shame you and to stop going to Taco Bell, you have to give a live on-air update.
No. Stop it.
What are we at? Oh, Trey's off-air flipping me off.
Trey, I will need an on-air review of the Crunchwrap with a giant Cheez-It in the middle, though.
I'll let you know. Yeah.
It's what? The Cheez-It Crunchwrap. Instead of the hard shell that's in the middle of a Crunchwrap, it's a giant Cheez-It.
Holy shit. I take back everything I said.
They have bits there at Taco Bell.
They really do.
Yeah.
And then I heard from a friend, I was talking about this with a friend today, and he said, no, one of my coworkers, he said, if you haven't done it, go to Taco Bell and ask them to get a Crunchwrap Supreme, but instead of the regular taco shell they put in there, ask if they can break some Doritos Locos taco shells in half and put them in there.
Yeah.
So
not bad. They're not going to do it, but
He said they did.
They'll probably do it.
So there you go. That's all the news fit to read on the air.
I'm going to get a job at Taco Bell.
They'd have to roll you out of there.
As Trey's just guzzling the caulk gun of nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese, yeah.
Trey, what you been playing?
So, Connor and Austin, I've been playing some Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay.
Beat the lightning temp.
That's what I like to hear.
I'm trying to figure out what I want to do because I want to get at least all the shrines done. But a lot of the shrines are like behind like big quests. And I'm just like, man, do I want to do this or do I just want to like beat it quickly? Like, do I just want to like get it over with? You know,
I think we know what the answer is.
Will doing all of those get in the way of your 30 games this year?
It will.
Then don't do them.
But it's like, you know, I want to kind of see the whole game. I put like 140 hours into
it. Yes, you've seen most of it.
Yeah. It just feels like there's a lot of little things like the yogi or whatever they're called, like that whole side quest. And, you know, I don't know. I kind of want to try to get some more shrines and we'll see. But close to the end, I need to figure out how to get the Hylian Shield. I think that's in the castle, right?
Yeah, it is. I found it.
All right. Well, we'll talk after the show.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm loving it still. I just want to finish it, you know. Played a little bit of Spider-Man today.
Yeah, I saw
it. That's another game that I do want to kind of sink my teeth into and finish and beat. And those are kind of the two games I'm focused on right now. Not really focused on anything else, but getting those two done.
Austin.
Very good.
Yeah.
He's playing games.
I'm a gamer.
So, you know, I've been playing Civ. I've been playing something a little different this past week.
Okay.
I've been playing Sid Meier's Civilization VI quite a bit.
Yeah.
I won a deity game for the first time, but kind of on easy mode because I played as Korea, who is a science-based Civ, and science is the easiest victory to
do. Sir, pronounce it correctly.
What, Korea?
Yeah, there we go. Korea.
I played as Seongdeok. And I built a lot of sail walls and had a lot of science. Nice. But other than that, I've been playing three separate games of Valheim with three separate entities. My Magic the Gathering friends, we've been playing one. And then my friend in France, we've been playing every afternoon before he goes to bed. And then I've been playing a solo server. And I just, I got to give a little love. I love that game. It's a very good game. And you know what, Trey? Maybe you and I could even start a little Valheim server. Would you like that, bud?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
If you're going to give me a maybe.
Okay. Guess no maybe.
I've got four games I really want to finish in the next couple of weeks. Zelda, Pikmin 4.
Oh.
And both Marios, a la RPG and Wonder.
Okay.
I'm going to put my nose to the grindstone and get those pumped out in the next couple of weeks, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
Very good. I was about to buy
Helldivers 2, but I'm like, I got too many games
in the backlog. Trey's trying to fit in because everyone's been talking about Helldivers 2.
Well, I think we should play current games.
Yeah, we should, but not because we're missing out.
But I hear it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should play it because we want to play it. Just so you know, I will take the bullet for this entire group, and I'm going to buy that Peach game when it comes out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I am curious.
Yeah, I'll play it. I'll buy it and play it.
This is for Connor's spank bank.
Mm.
Yeah, I saw her in the ice skating outfit.
She's looking pretty good.
Yeah. I wanted her to Tanya Harding me.
Nice.
Who was the girl that did it? What was her name?
Don't care. Hart. It's figure skating.
Yeah. Gay.
I've been playing more Dave the Diver. Dude, this game just keeps... There's just more modes. Like, I've been playing it, and
really?
it just introduces another thing. Like, now I gotta kill people in the water.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
Have you played the Godzilla DLC or whatever it is?
No, I have not gotten there yet. But I will.
That looks cool.
I had a conversation with a high schooler at my place of worship this weekend.
Worship?
The dumpster up behind the middle school?
Hey, guys. It's me, Connor. Okay. We just talk about video games all day, aren't we?
Anyway, I just wanted to ask him a question. I was like,
I just want to talk
about what he was
games.
Playing. And, guys, I don't think Pal World has as much... it's not really hitting the kids like you might think.
Not hitting the kids?
No.
I never thought it was hitting the kids. It seemed like more of a 35-year-old
Yeah.
thing.
I just asked a question, and he was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And then I explained to him what it was, and he was like, oh, that actually sounds really cool. But he had never heard of it at all.
Oh, why don't we play it together?
Maybe
it's
like a religious thing. Maybe it's not in.
It's definitely not.
Circles.
This is not the kid that would be a barrier to entry.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to play with you all day, don't I?
Who's this character, Trey?
I'm Connor Eisenhoover. I'm just here helping the youth.
Why does he sound like a guy from Georgia?
Because I'm a fun, loving youth. Because
Trey can do five accents.
Yeah,
we got Gollum, we got Southern guy, and we got New Jersey guy.
He can also do Biden and Trump.
Hey, man.
Let's hear your Trump, Trey.
I can't do Trump.
Do a line from your favorite movie as Trump.
What's my favorite movie?
Well, as a movie guy, I hope you would know.
I don't know. I don't like
Fight,
movies.
Fight Club, dude. You love Fight Club.
I do love Fight Club.
You really do.
Okay, the best thing about that. All right, that's it.
That was awful.
I know. I wasn't
objectively
even trying. I was not even trying.
Trey loves two movies, and he's always throwing me up against the wall and telling me I need to watch them.
Yeah.
And it's Fight Club and American Psycho, and that's all he talks about.
That's it. That's all I talk about.
He tells me to call him Patrick Bateman all the time.
I do that.
Hey, let's end this with a twig.
Well, we got to do Game of the Week.
Oh, we do have to do Game of the Week.
Game of the Week.
We can have that be the last thing. Let's do Twig,
okay.
And then we can do that.
All right.
Because we already know what the Game of the Week's going to be.
Yeah,
Helldivers 2.
Trey already picked it and demanded. Yeah. He held us to the ground.
It's Helldivers 2.
Yeah.
Trey likes sea dragons.
I do.
February 13th, 2015.
2015, February. So 2015 was Fallout 4 and Halo 4.
That 5, was in November.
But yeah, those were late in the year. You know what, Connor? City Skylines. That's my guess.
Trey?
Mario Maker?
Ooh, good guess.
The correct answer was Majora's Mask 3D.
I didn't realize it was so much later than the other one.
Yeah.
I remember that. I own it.
Oh, great. Wow.
I played it. Yeah.
Great job.
Have you ever beaten Majora's Mask, Trey?
Yes. Yes.
He cries every time.
I believe I did.
You're starting to back away from it, so.
I played it a bunch as a kid. I don't remember if we beat it or not. Because I played it with like a few friends. Like we'd go over to each other's houses.
You
and
didn't
play
beat it with a few friends when you were a kid?
No, Austin, I didn't. Wasn't you and Adam?
Oh.
No.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
And then finally, February 15th, 2004.
2004. So was it a Zelda game?
No, Wind Waker was 03.
I was thinking like a Game Boy game or something.
04. February 04. That's a weird year.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's from the Nintendo Stepchild franchise.
Okay.
Was it a Kirby game?
Is this Star Fox Adventures?
You are on the right track, Austin.
Okay. Star Fox Assault?
That is correct.
Wow.
Is that weird. The one that introduced that? That sexy fox?
No, that's Adventures.
That's Adventures. In
That was so Star Fox Adventures was originally just a game called Dinosaur Planet, and Miyamoto was like, and it, like Rare was making it, and Miyamoto was like, "This is great. You should put Star Fox in here," and so they made it Star Fox Adventures Dinosaur Planet.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's very
you got
odd.
A hot fox in there. Yeah.
Not even the hottest fox to exist in video
games. No, we don't need to talk about Sly Cooper's...
You Carmelita Fox?
Wife. Yeah, she's not that hot.
She's also not his wife.
Let me look at her again.
Sinning.
It gets better because she's the cop trying to catch him.
Oh. She's a pig.
Little cat and mouse situation going on there.
Okay, never mind. You're right. She's pretty hot.
Yep. Thank you. Well, there you go. So our game of the week that we recommend heartily is Helldivers 2.
Yep. Yeah. Trey picked it because he knows a lot about it. Trey, give us 4 minutes on Helldivers.
I believe it's an extraction shooter. And you go
okay,
in,
what does
like
that
a,
even mean?
You're going to extract something. You're going in and extracting something from a base. Okay,
you're using the word extract in the definition of extraction.
Yeah, that's what it is. Helldivers, okay. Cool game.
Okay.
It's $40.
Alyssa sent me a meme earlier, and it has a picture of Helldivers and Lethal Company and Deep Rock Galactic, and it says, "My favorite genre of new video games is group of dipshits willing to die for glory and $9. And that's basically what Helldivers is, and I have had a lot of fun with that genre of games.
Well, there you
I need
go.
To play Deep Rock Galactic.
Deep Rock Galactic
sounds like a company that the Clintons owned.
I could not get past the tutorial in Deep Rock Galactic. I got stuck and couldn't get any further, and so I never played it again.
Is that the one where you're like mining rocks?
Yes, you're a okay. You're a space.
Are you thinking
dwarf.
Of Minecraft?
No, it's different.
No, you're a dwarf in space, and you have like a mining laser, and I don't know. It seems cool.
All right, well,
cool.
On that note, it seems cool.
Seems cool.
Does seems cool.
Seems cool.
Seems cool.
Dive into hell,
right.
Boys.
We'll be back next week with more video games and stuff. Hopefully, hopefully Xbox is still around. Who knows?
My money's on no.
Yeah, I don't think Master Chief's going to die. They're going to take Master Chief out into the back and shoot him.
You know what? Next week, I will have watched as much of the Halo show as out, so we can talk about that, Austin.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Get ready for that. See ya.
Love your buns.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. It's good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you when you go. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. When was it? Tell me. In the summertime. These visions, I can change them. Sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are
in the summertime.